Were you surprised at all when you got the call you found
a little bit. You know, I knew some talks were out there about you know, me possibly being traded, but as far as New England, definitely came as a bit of a surprise.
What kind of preconceived ideas did you have about this franchise, about Bill Belichick? What did you think about him?
I've heard nothing but good things about this organization. You know, their success speaks for itself. You know, they've been very successful over the last few years, so I was, you know, definitely excited about the opportunity to come over here.
It's kind of a crowded field over there at tight end. Where do you see yourself fitting in?
You know, that's up to the coach. I'm just going to go out here and work hard, and, you know, I guess competition's always good, but, you know, we're just going to push each other, and, you know, hopefully it all works out in the end.
You come from a place where there was no stability at quarterback. There were a lot of different faces. Now you're in a place where, obviously, it's Tom Brady's show. How does that – what's your reaction to that? How does that make it different?
Very excited about it. You know, I've played for 5-6 different quarterbacks in my, you know, tenure with the Bucks, and, you know, just to have somebody with the familiar face, I think, you know, it's a – big thing. You can't, you know, underestimate having that chemistry with your quarterback. So I'm definitely, you know, excited to get out there and start working with him.
Your production kind of tailed up, went lower as you went on. Did the changes at quarterback have something to do with that?
That lack of continuity?
Yeah, there's a, you know, a lot of reasons for that. You know, I was injured a little bit towards those last couple of years, and, you know, just having, like I said, not having that continuity, it always plays a big part.
Have you had a chance to meet any of the guys here?
Yeah, I've been out here working out, and, you know, guys have been very friendly and very welcoming. So, you know, just, you know, speaks what this organization's all about.
Did you know anyone on this team before?
Tank Williams, we actually played in college together, so that was a familiar face. Joey Galloway will be here soon, and, you know, it's my former Buccaneer. So, you know, there's a couple guys I've just known from, you know, seeing them out.
What should New England fans know about Joey Galloway that they may not know already?
Oh, wow. I mean, he's very, very fast. I'm sure they already know that, but, you know, they'll see it once he's actually on the field. But, you know, he's a great guy. He works hard, and, you know, he'll be a good player for him.
Alex, you got a lot of competition here, too, between Ben Watson and Dave Thomas. You got Chris Baker coming in from the Jets. So it's going to be a bit of a – there's quite a few people who are going for a couple of positions. I mean, obviously – you're a pro, you're used to challenges, I would assume, but do you look at this and say, you know, what do I have to do to make this team?
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of my whole attitude coming in is, you know, just make sure I work hard, do everything that's asked of me. You know, that's why I'm here now, just trying to make sure I, you know, get myself in the playbook, you know, just make myself as, you know, available as I can, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll find a position for me here.
How do you think you fit in with that? Because they ask a lot of the tight ends here in terms of blocking in the backfield, split out wide, a lot of different things.
Yeah, you know, I think I've been asked to do that my whole career. You know, I've been split out. I've been, you know, in the backfield. I've been on the line. So, you know, that's kind of my whole focus is just, you know, doing whatever's asked. If it's blocking, if it's pass protecting, or if it's going downfield to make plays.
Alex, did you feel kind of when they made the trade for Kellen that maybe the writing was on the wall for you in Tampa, that was going to be the end?
A little bit, but at the same time, you know, I figured, you know, I've been here and I know what I'm capable of. So, you know, it's never been a thing where we haven't used more than one tight end. So, you know, I was still open to you know, the fact to stay in there and playing. And, you know, like we said, we had a lot of guys over there as well. But, you know, I just think it was time for a change. And, you know, I think we both saw that. So now I'm definitely, you know, excited about this new change.
Do you know, I know you're from Colorado and your dad played for the Broncos, much like Daniel Graham. Do you know Daniel at all?
I do. Yeah, Daniel's a good friend of mine. And, you know, he was very excited. I think he might have been more excited I was here than myself. But, you know, he's just been offering lots of words of encouragement, you know, just trying to make sure you know, get settled in as easily as possible.
Did he kind of give you, and you hinted at it a little bit, did he kind of give you a quick, like, Patriots primer?
No, you know, he said it's a great organization. You know, he had nothing but great things to say about it. And, you know, just to hear that, you know, just makes you feel that much more comfortable.
How did you guys compete against each other? You went to Mullen?
Yeah, I went to Mullen. Like you said, my dad and his dad played together, so we, you know, we were always around each other. I never actually went up against his school, but, you know, I saw him play all the time, saw him at CU, so.
Is this a pretty appealing offense to come to as a tight end with not just Brady, but obviously Moss and Welker, and the receivers can open up some space for you to work?
Yeah, anytime you have this many weapons on offense, you know, it's hard for a defense to, you know, plan around. So if, you know, those guys are getting all the attention, you have to feel like, you know, there'll be some possibilities for you. So, you know, definitely excited about playing with those guys and, you know, just getting on the field with them.
Have you had a chance to catch any passes from Brady yet?
No, not yet. We'll probably get on the field soon, but, you know, I think we have some passing camps coming up.
Alex, how does your game compare to Daniel's? I mean, Daniel was a great receiver in college. He came here, kind of made his name as a blocker. How do you guys compare as tight ends?
You know, it's hard to say. I haven't really, you know, tried to compare myself. You know, I've, you know, heard he's doing a great job with his blocking. You know, he's probably one of the best blocking tight ends in the league right now, which is, you know, some pretty big praise. So, you know, I just try to, you know, perfect my game as much as I can and, you know, not really compare it to anybody else.
With OTAs coming up next week, are you anxious to just get out there and get on the field?
I am. You know, it's kind of that, you know, going to a new school feeling and you just want to get out there and, you know, just be around the guys and, you know, just show everybody what you can do.
You were given number 80. Are you aware of kind of what that means around here in Troy Brown?
Yeah, you're Troy Brown. I'm by no means am I trying to fill Troy Brown's shoes. You know, he was a great, great player for this organization. And, you know, unfortunately, I have to follow in the same number. But, you know, Troy, he left his mark on this team. And, you know, I'm going to come in and try and, you know, make my own mark. But by no means am I trying to fill Troy Brown's shoes or replace Troy Brown. And, you know, just continue playing and hopefully represent the number well.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.